Once again, we're in the vault. Welcome to Cracking the Vault. My name is Peter McCracken, and today we'll be listening to highlights from the first Slide and Steel gathering back in 2006. We wanted to celebrate all the kinds of music made by people sliding a steel bar or a glass tube against metal strings. There's many cultures from all over the world making music this way. By 1950, there's recorded examples of this from Mexico, Germany, Japan, Tahiti, India, and all over the place, really. What does slide and steel mean? Okay, let's get some common terminology here. Slide guitar is played like a regular guitar, but with a glass tube or a metal tube called the slide on the player's left hand. So instead of pressing the strings to the fingerboard, the player will move the slide against the strings. A steel guitar, or a lap steel, or a wine steel guitar, or a dobro, they're played flat on the player's lap or on a stand. They're parallel to the floor. And the pedal steel is similar to a lap steel, but it has pedals and knee levers that change the notes, and it lets the player play scales or change chords without moving the bar at all. You can imagine what the Billies did with this when it came out in the 1950s. So the first slide and steel gathering brought players of all these instruments together, and the workshop culminated in a public performance. That's what we'll be listening to today. Here's bluegrass icon Sally Van Meter, Grammy Award winner, playing all by herself so you can hear just how good she is.
I'm going to play a tune called The Wayfaring Stranger for you. Thank you. And I come from a beautiful place in Northern California called Butte Creek Canyon. And whenever, no matter where I live, whenever I go home and I come into, as soon as I get off the main highway and come into the canyon, the smells just make me feel like everything is right with my world. The river, the sycamore trees, the grapevines, all that stuff. So I just kind of ended up putting together a ditty that I just call Going Into the Canyon. And I hope I can remember it, and if not, I'll be making it up, and you'll never know. Unfortunately, I will.
Like most of the train tunes I do, it's got the same kind of theme. The guy's got a girl, the girl leaves on the train, and the guy gets mad at the train. It's easy to follow the moral to this story.
Frisco and that low down Santa Fe. Well, let me know Frisco and that low down Santa Fe. Carried that woman I love away and she blowed smoke back at me. Well, my mom, she done told me, and my papa, he told me too, and my mama, she done told me, and my papa told me too. Said every woman smiles in your face, son, she ain't no friend to you. Well, let me know, mean old Frisco, and that low down Santa Fe. Well, let me know Frisco, and that low down Santa Fe. Woman I love away, and she blowed smoke back at me. Well, I'm sitting and I'm listening, and I hear that whistle blow. Well, I'm sitting and I'm listening, and I hear that whistle blow. Tell me, did she hop that southern? Did she flag that old Frisco? Does he ever think of me? Well, I'm sitting and I'm thinking, does she ever think of me? Well, I wonder, will that girl come back to me? Well, let me know Frisco, and that low down Santa Fe. Well, let me know Frisco and that low down Santa Fe. Carried that woman I love away and she blowed smoke back at me. Carried that woman I love away and she blowed smoke back at me. Carried that woman I love away and she blowed smoke back at me.
Thank you very much.
That was Mike Dowling on the bottleneck guitar. A lovely touch he has. Before that, we heard Dan Tyack on lap steel and Orville Johnson on dobro, both on the same piece. I don't know the name of that one. A little bit of St. Louis blues in there, maybe. And we started off with two pieces from the wonderful player, Sally Van Meter. I believe it was The Wayfaring Stranger leading off the set and her own original piece, Going Into the Canyon. You're listening to Cracking the Vault, a look at Centrum's musical archives. My name is Peter McCracken, and here's Orville Johnson.
I think I'll play you one more song here. I want to thank Peter and the Centrum organization and everybody for putting on such an event. You know, I guess all of you that came realize that this is a completely unique event, this type of gathering of pedal steel, lap steel, dobro players, bottleneck players, you know, all these different kinds of slide guitar kind of put together in a setting like this where we could all sort of share our knowledge and our ideas about slide guitar and all of that sort of thing together, which was really a rare gift, and who knows if it will ever happen again, but you know, it happened once and we were all here, and so tell you, that's all I care about. So let's do this again sometime. Followed her down to the station. She's got a suitcase in her hand. Yes, I followed my baby down to the station. She's got a suitcase in her hand. It's so hard to tell, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell. All your love is in vain. All my love is in vain. It's a train pulling the station. I look my baby in the eye. Yeah, that train pulling the station. I look my baby in the eye. I'm so lonesome, I'm so lonesome, I'm so lonesome. All that I can do is hang my head and cry. All my love is in vain. I saw that train pulling the station. Blue lights on behind. Yeah, that train left the station. Two lights on behind. You know the blue light was my blues, and the red light was my mind. All my love is in vain. Da 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 da.
and all your love's in vain. All my love is in vain.
In case some of you might have wondered who was initially responsible for all these sliding things, you know, that you hear. And I think the general consensus has it that a young Hawaiian boy, way back around the turn of the 20th century, named Joseph Kakuku, wouldn't you know it, was the guy that actually discovered or invented the sound that's created by this thing. And he was playing his guitar one day, and I think it's debatable of what it was that he dropped or put on the strings of his guitar that made this weird sound. But some people say it was a bolt, or his comb, and maybe a bottle or something, you know. But whatever it was, it all evolved into a piece of steel, and hence the name steel guitar. That's where the guitar got its name. From the steel. Anyway, I'm going to try to take it back to where it all started, and that was, of course, in the islands. It started with a steel guitar, and then, of course, it all eventually went into the bottleneck and dobro and all the other ones. So here we go. I'm going to do some Hawaiian stuff, and these guys are going to. I don't see any ukulele here, though. There's one thing missing. Oh, that's all right.
Thank you.
That was kind of like maybe one of those Hapa-Hawley songs that was actually a hit way back when. And there was a lot of those way back in the 30s and 40s that they were playing the radio and everywhere else. Anyway, but this next one I'm going to try is a more of a traditional Hawaiian song, and it's just another pretty Hawaiian song, but it's not quite the, you know, the poppy sound, but it is what it is. And it's called Kaulana o Hilo Hanakahi. It's actually a little easier to play than to say.
One, two, three, four.
That was Bobby Black playing a couple of Hawaiian tunes. Bobby Black, what a treasure. It was so special to spend a week with him. He's like a living link to the past. He's played with Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, Asleep at the Wheel, Sir Douglas Quintet, New Riders of the Purple Sage, the Moonlighters. I used to see him in the early 70s in San Francisco. The Moonlighters played a weekly gig at some place on Haight Street. It was a band led by Bill Kirchen, I believe. A little story about when Bobby was a teenager and learning to play. He was just obsessed with the lap steel. And his mom, Ruth, took him to the doctor. The doctor said, does he have any heroes? And his mom said, yeah, Jerry Bird, but he was a musician, not an athlete. And so the doctor prescribed cold showers for Bobby. In any event, the steel, of course, is in all kinds of music, country music, western swing, rock and roll, blues, rhythm and blues, and even sacred music, such as the Campbell Brothers.
Thank you. Listen real close. I can hear that train whistle blowing right now. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home on that morning train. Evening train might be too late. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home on that morning train. Evening train may be too late. I'm going home on the morning train. One of these mornings won't be long. Look for me and I'll be gone. I'm going up to glory, gonna sing and shout.
My imagination. Okay. Call everybody wants to go to heaven, but don't a damn soul want to die. Everybody wants to live. Nobody wants to cry. Everybody wants to laugh. Nobody wants to cry. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Don't die, so wanna die. Everybody wants to hear the truth. Everybody wants to tell a lie. Everybody wants to hear the truth. And everybody wants to tell a lie. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Not a damn soul wanna die. Everybody wants to know the reason. Horrible. Without even asking why. Say what? You want me to sock it to you? So everybody wants to know the reason, pretty baby. You heard me?
Watch this.
You still love me? You know, baby, everybody wants to know the reason. Without even asking why. Everybody wants to know the reason, but how do you even ask me why? Everyone wants to go to heaven, but a damn soul wanna die.
Kind, Freddie Roulette, one of the few lap steel players in the blues world. Well, that's about all the time we have. You've been listening to Crackin' the Vault. My name is Peter McCracken. Hope you enjoyed it. We've been listening to highlights from the 2006 Slide and Steel Gathering, produced by Centrum at Fort Worden State Park. Let's go out on a Mike Dowling bottleneck piece that he wrote for his sweetheart Jan.
Thank you.